supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Yes, each week Caroline comes in. She talks about local people that are doing great things in our community. Who have you got this week, Caroline?
Thank you, Jason. How are you? Good morning, everyone. I have a remarkable woman here who is a full-time nurse and is on her own doing global work to help support women from abusive marriages and domestic violence. Her name is Jennifer Faith. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well.
Thank you for being on the show. You have a heavy subject here, but you are doing really great things to help open up the dialogue and help women all over the world who are facing this horrible, homebound situation. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, basically just my background. At the age of 19, I met a man at church who appeared to be a knight in shining armor. And we married at 20. I was 20 and he was 30. And unfortunately, the knight in shining armor was a ruse and he was a wolf in sheep's clothing. And I began to be battered physically, emotionally, spiritually, in every way immediately after we said I do. And unfortunately, I stayed for 22 years. And the first 7 years or so, it's that cycle of violence where they make promises. You think it's going to get better. You really love them. But after that, I stayed because of lies that I believed about myself and about God. And I really felt that if I got a divorce, that God was going to forsake me and that he would remove his spirit and blessing from my life. And so I stayed. And because I was set free, because my husband told me he was going to kill me. And I just knew it was going to happen. I was so beat down at that point. And I was living a secret life. He is college educated. We're a middle class family, churchgoers. He's a volunteer, volunteered at church. And it was basically my deepest, darkest secret. And there's a lot of confusion that comes with that. But so I got a will. And I got more life insurance for my kids, and I just got ready to die. And the Holy Spirit just spoke and said, this is going to happen. It doesn't have to. I want you to run to me. And I finally told the truth. I got the courage to tell the truth. It all starts with truth, facing the truth, telling the truth. And thus began my journey. And I discovered through that journey that not only was God okay with me leaving, it was never his will for me to be abused. And he's the one that worked miracles and freed my mind and led me out of my abusive situation, restored my life. And in May of 2012, I was in a safe house for battered women alone. My kids were against me. I was financially destitute, drowning in wealth, in debt, not safe in my own home. No one knew the truth of my situation, and now my life is completely restored. I've never been tighter with my kids. I'm debt-free. I'm financially restored. I'm, free from all the lies that bound me, and I am married to a beautiful man and the love of my life who treats me with honor and respect and loves me every day, and I've been healed to the point of being able to love again because of my loving God, who has that same plan and purpose for everyone. He is not the author of abuse. He's not calling women to stay and endure this suffering. And unfortunately, there are some in the modern church who are still preaching that. And my ministry and outreach is to combat that bad, what I think is bad theology, with the truth that God is love.
Yeah, let's dig a little bit deeper into that, because it's hard enough for anyone, men or women, to get out of an abusive relationship. But with the couple that with the deep Christian faith, mm-hmm. And all that dogma that it preaches, talk about that, because that is your main focus and outreach or women of faith.
Yes, and that's because that's my real experience. And I wrote a book. I wrote two books. The first one is called Five Lies Every Battered Woman of Faith Needs to Stop Believing. And both the books I've written, you can read in 30 minutes or less. I did that on purpose. It's really hard to absorb information when you're in trauma. And also, you can hide it in your purse and it's not visible to your spouse. Hopefully you can hide it and read it safely. And you can also get it online. But anyways, the lies that are perpetuated, one of them is, as a Christian, I'm called to endure suffering with patience. And if you read in the scriptures, yes, you are. And suffering comes in the form of, cancer or financial loss, and there's things that you have that come with life. You know, life is a struggle, and we are to just persevere and know that God is with us and that He loves us. But we are called to take a stand against evil, and the abuse of women and children or men is evil. Evil is not, abuse is not suffering, and so that is a twisted theology. So I come against lies like that. And also, you know, there's this love chapter in the Bible. It's in 1 Corinthians 13, and they quote it a lot. Love is patient, love is kind, love never fails. And I, like, literally, my husband had a gun, and he was trying to get me to shoot myself in the head. And I decided that I was going to leave after that. He went to sleep, because batterers, they have, it doesn't affect them when they've traumatized you at all. And I just said, Lord, I'm going to die if I stay. And I heard a voice say, run, get out of there, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell anybody. But then there was this other little thing. Hey, don't you remember what you heard at church? Love never fails. But the truth is, if you really read that scripture, God's love never fails. God is love. He never gives up. This is not something that is applicable to an abusive marriage, but when you're in it, your mind gets twisted, and I think the enemy uses it against you, and you believe these things. If I just have to pray harder and have more faith when God is not calling you to stay in abuse.
Yeah, that kind of fear is paralyzing. You have a new movie that is coming out. Would you tell the listeners all about it?
Yes, it's pretty awesome. I made a short film called The Journey, and it is the true story of my journey from abuse to freedom, but I told it in a metaphorical, really powerful way. And so it's not this, and then this happened, and then that happened, because that's boring, and nobody wants to see that. This is really powerful, engaging. It's 26 minutes, and I filmed it myself, and my brother's a cinematographer, so I borrowed his skills, and we just went for it. And the Spanish version just premiered a couple of weeks ago to an audience of 700 Hispanic women at a women's conference. And it's in Spanish, but it was something like, you're a woman of Hispanic women, you're a woman of valor and dignity. And I'm telling you, 5 minutes into the thing, sobbing from front to back, left to right. And I knew I was onto something. And at the end, lines of people hugging me and thanking me and telling me how they related and how they wanted to get the healing, because it's not just about escape. You need to be healed, or else you're going to make these same, you know, choices again, or turn to drugs, or whatever thing that's going to numb you from this pain. And God actually has the ability to heal you with just His love, and just speaking the truth that you're His delight and that you have value. And so from that, it literally has gone viral in the Hispanic community and global. It's airing on two Hispanic major television networks in South America, Central America. I couldn't even have planned it. So for the English premiere, which I haven't had a chance to do yet, I'm asking people if they want to host a screening, because I want to get it into churches, I want to get it in groups, whatever. They can contact me through my website, and it's www.jenniferfaith.org. And they can contact me, and we'll just schedule a screening. I have, you know, private screenings. I have one in Newport coming up for about 50 people. My friend would kill me if I gave her address, so I'm not going to do that. But I do want to get, my goal is for this to just spread. And it's being considered for the International Film Festival in Hawaii, which had 65,000 visitors last year. So I'm really keeping my fingers crossed for that, because this is a message that needs to get all over the world.
Absolutely. You're so brave to do this work. This, we're speaking with Jennifer Faith from jenniferfaith.org about the, you know, taboo subject of domestic violence, and specifically battered women and men. You know, you hear a lot more about men that are being abused by their female spouses or
I've
partners.
Actually mentored a couple of them out of abuse already.
So talk about, it's gone viral, it's global. What's the response been all over the world?
Yeah, overwhelming, like overwhelming. I knew that I wasn't alone. And that's the message that I feel like the Spirit wanted me to tell people, look, you're not alone. This is possible, you can get free. And the response has just been, some ladies just hug me and they cry. They can't even get words out. And most of it is, I want that. Mm-hmm. I want that kind of healing. And you've given me hope. So it's not this downer movie, and it's not preachy. That's what's so beautiful about it. It's very hope-inspiring, and it's just an awesome thing. And I just, even like pastors in the Hispanic community, 50 pastors just got together, and they all are like, how can I get this? I want this movie. And they're showing it to their congregations. There's something going on. There's a change. And I'm really excited to be part of it. And the lead Hispanic pastor named Moses, which I think is so interesting that his name's Moses, and he's leading all these women out of abuse, said he's been praying for a tool for 5 years to help people, and that he believes this is a tool that God has given him to help free women. And that's why they're taking it all over the globe in the Hispanic-speaking community.
Well, your activism is remarkable, and you never know what goes on behind closed doors, really. And
that's
so
true.
Your tools, your books, this movie is really, you know, obviously helping so many people. And we're, you know, wrapping up. Is there any message that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Well, I just want to make sure that people know that they can access the books through my website, but also they're available on Amazon.com. And I frequently do like a free download because I don't want it to be cost prohibitive for anybody. They're like $5 and they're not expensive. So they can reach through that. And then also contact me through jenniferfaith.org to schedule a screening. And even if you aren't in domestic violence, you probably know somebody. If you can think of a church or anywhere that it could be used. And if you are listening to me now and you are living in abuse and you are suffering, I just want you to know that nobody was more beat down than me. Nobody believed more lies than me. My situation was so very dark, and God did it for me. He's going to do it for you. He loves you. It's not His will for you to be abused. And I'm just telling you that you're going to make it, and you are not alone. And please contact me, and I will be happy to pray you through this and mentor you through this experience.
It's Jennifer Faith, FAITH.org. Jennifer, thank you so much for your message. It's a message of hope.
Yep.
It's a message of you don't have to leave your faith to leave.
Absolutely not.
The torture of violence.
That's right.
So thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And for all the listeners out there, if there's anybody else that you would like for me to interview, just go to the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page and send me a note, and I will consider it. Jennifer, thanks again for being on the show.
You're welcome.
And
thank you for having
until
me.
Until next time, this okay. is Caroline. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.